We thank you, living Lord and ever-loving Saviour, for bringing us safely to the end of another year. This has been a year of unusually strong contrasts of darkness and light, with much of the light prevailing over the darkness. There has been darkness in the natural world, which seems to be in turmoil in its apparent efforts to reassert its authority over humankind after many decades of abuse. We are sorry for any part we may have played in upsetting the intricate balances of your world, for profit or for sport, intentionally or as a result of ignorance. We know that you have provided on the earth sufficient for us to sustain and maintain life, and we are grateful for the creative gifts you have given us, which enable us to recognize and harness the amazing powers built into the forces of our natural world for the good of all. Grant us the wisdom to move forward in a spirit of understanding, that we may become better stewards of the earth, which you have made and provided for us. Help us to rebuild and restore the habitats of all your creatures, not only those who live on the earth, but also of the creatures of the seas below, and the skies above. May it become our desire to live in true balance and harmony with nature, and to replenish the fruits of the earth which we use. Thank you, Lord, for your guiding light. Darkness has also been at work in the human world of politics, and the clashing ideals of different cultures and societies. Even in our own society, there have been differences which have seemed almost impossible to resolve, and at times truth and justice have been difficult to distinguish from deceit and criminality. Truths appear to have been eroded by an excess of false information in the public domain, whilst realities have become blurred at the edges, and even replaced by virtual environments and a false sense of security. Many of us have been living under the threat of coronavirus for almost a year, escaping the worst by cutting ourselves off from one another in an attempt to stay safe. At the same time, some have ignored the dangers and flouted the advice of our councils and government officials, putting the rest of society at risk. Yet despite all these things, many people have been helping others by delivering necessities, caring for others and providing assistance to each other in times of need. Thank you, Lord, for your guiding light. This Christmas, as at every Christmastide, we welcome the light of the world into our midst, but rarely as enthusiastically and generously as we do at the present hour. May the power of the Lord help transform the negative elements of our world into positive ones. May the captives be let free. May evil intentions be made good. May the souls of the dying be brought into everlasting light, and may we all be refreshed in the coming year, newly fortified to bear the burdens of life with ease, supported by the loving kindness of our God. Thank you, Lord, for your guiding light. Amen. We sum up our prayers using the prayer Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Show love to everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon us and remain with us, this Christmastide and forevermore. Amen. Our service today concludes with the hymn, O Love, How Deep, How Broad, How High, sung to the tune Eisenach, led by the choir of Sheffield Cathedral.